Yeah, it's Tim from Poly4x4. How are you? Yeah, good, good. Okay, just on that ECU, where the label is for the part number, does it look like that sticker is on top of another sticker? Yep, perfect. Yeah, no, so the one we've got is correct. So what happens is we've got the original part number, new genuine, and when they have a reflash of the ECU, the firmware, they put a new part number on with the sticker over the top of it. So yeah, definitely this will suit your vehicle. So the sticker underneath will match the part number that we've got. So at some point in its life, it was reflashed at either a Jeep dealer, and they stick a new part number on it. So yeah, so that's correct. So we've got that in stock. Yeah, correct, correct. So yeah, no, that's fine. So yeah, so you want to go ahead with that one, yeah? All right. Yep. Any order number you want on that? That'd be right. Okay, so done. So you'll see that on Monday. He's already left for the day today. So I can either send it via TNT or with our driver on Monday. It's up to you. Monday's fine. Done. I'll get that organised for you. Thanks a lot. Well, it needs to be reprogrammed. So either it has to come here, or a Jeep dealer, or an auto electrician that's got a mobile auto electrician that's got the appropriate tool to do it. Yeah, understand. But yeah, it will need to be programmed though, 100%. So yeah, that's when you need to program it. Yeah. Now, whether it's gonna drive or not, I'm not sure. I don't work on them myself. But yeah, it will need to be programmed for sure. Yep.